Good day, good day, good day. I want to welcome you back to the Holistic Life Podcast. I am your host, Shelby Frederick, also known as Lady Jules, and we are back after a time away, great vacation that was already planned, but we are back to continue talking about the grief and understanding grief and what that means. And so we left off with going into the five stages of grief. So if you did not get the opportunity catch us from the very beginning, just go back to a couple of the last broadcasts that we did, and you will find those valuable nuggets there. But I'm going to continue on. We begin to talk about the different stages of grief. And today we are going to talk about stage two. And this is the stage where, remember we talked about, you're not going to experience these all in the same order. So let me preface that. It's not going to be in the same order, but at some point in time, you're going to go through these different stages. So today we want to talk about the stage that is called anger. And, you know, sometimes we can get a little angry at the situation. It's common to feel anger. Sometimes you may feel angry towards even God. Anger towards others. You may even have anger towards the person that even passed away, depending upon the situation. But I want you to know today that anger is one of the stages of grief, and it has no limits. Even like I said, you can even be angry at God, because sometimes we just don't understand why things happen. But I want to encourage you, on today to know that this is still a part of the process, and that as we are going through, these different stages and phases of grief, that it doesn't make you an unlovable person or anything like that. But to know that it is anger. It's easy to feel angry towards sometimes even everyone, including the person that maybe skipped the funeral, they did not come, or maybe the person that didn't do something for you that has nothing to do with what you are currently experiencing. Maybe you feel like you've been shunned by someone, but it's anger is an emotion that we are going to feel in this process. And so as we have been talking about understanding grief, understanding how to process our emotions, you even have to process the anger that you may feel towards God, the anger that you may feel towards people. Just know that this is something that is common. It is common. So don't beat yourself up, but allow yourself to go through the process. Or as I said, grow through the process. Grow through it. Feel it. Allow yourself to feel what you are feeling. But the key is to not get stuck there. Don't get stuck there. So that is stage two. That's all I'm going to talk about. I'm going to make these very, very brief, but also very informative to help us to go through our grief journey. If you have not had the opportunity to purchase the ebook, this ebook is covering what is grief, understanding what primary and secondary losses are, looking at the five stages of grief, some facts about grief, and most importantly, 13 ways to lessen your grief, and so much more. You can grab that. You can see that scrolling at the bottom at my website, www.julesofwellness.net. If you are going through a period of grief, or if you know someone that is going through a period of grief, this ebook will be a great blessing to them. We are going to eventually order some print copies, but right now the ebook is available. And again, you can get that on my website, www.julesofwellness.net. thank you again just for tuning in again, you know, as I get the opportunity to share, you know, my own process, being transparent about how I am processing the grief and loss of my dad. It does become very therapeutic and very healing to be able to come and to share my experience with my community. So thank you so much for tuning in. We will catch you back on the airwaves. Make sure that you subscribe and you set your notifications, because you never know when I'm going to drop the next video. God bless you all. Have a fantabulous rest of your day. Bye-bye.